Today's broadcast of Bagels and Blessings has been previously recorded at an earlier time. Shalom Chaverim, that's Hebrew for hello, friends, and Shabbat Shalom, that's Hebrew for Sabbath peace. This is Ethel Chadwick. Welcome to another week of Bagels and Blessings. Last summer at the Messiah Conference, I heard about this man named Ted Van Lanegem, and he had a fascinating story, and I knew I had to interview him, so I know you're going to love this show today. Stay with me, and I'll be right back. Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Congregation Shema Yisrael. We are a messianic congregation made up of Jews and Gentiles who believe that Jesus, or Yeshua, is the promised Messiah. Our services contain Jewish liturgy and Davidic dancing, and we celebrate the Feasts of Israel. We meet at 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton, and our services are Saturday mornings at 10 a.m. Please join us for worship. And while you are in the building, be sure to check out the Fig Tree Messianic Bookstore and Gift Shop. Now open Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m., Tuesdays by appointment, Wednesdays from 3 to 8 p.m., Thursdays from 3 to 6 p.m., and up to 30 minutes after services on Saturdays. You can call the Fig Tree Bookstore at 585-484-7775. The Fig Tree Bookstore and Gift Shop is a great place for books, CDs, cards, jewelry, and so much more. So be sure to check them out when you visit Congregation Shema Yisrael. And now, when you make a purchase at the Fig Tree Bookstore, you can fill out a raffle ticket. Those names will be drawn for a prize from Bagels and Blessings. So those of you in the Rochester area, be sure to visit Congregation Shema Yisrael in the Fig Tree Bookstore and fill out your ticket for a chance to win a prize from Bagels and Blessings.
Shalom, Yerushalayim. Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat shalom, Shabbat, 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 Shalom.
Now here's an oldie but goodie from the group Lamb. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, let the heavens rejoice. All of you mountaintops, all of you hosts, praise him, you angels above. So let the sun and the moon rejoice, praise him, all radiant stars. For it was he who created you and established you forever and ever.
hills and ye peoples rejoice. O men and young men, mothers and maidens, lift up your hands and sing to the Lord.
The harps and the lyres begin, timbrels and stringed instruments, cymbals and trumpets, let go your blast. Everything with breath come praise the Lord. Everything with breath come praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. All of ye kings and ye peoples rejoice. O men and young men, mothers and maidens, lift up your hands and sing to the Lord. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah. Sing hallelujah, hallelujah.
And now here's Kathy Schuster. This is Every Day I Will Bless You from Psalm 145.
Thank you.
This is Ethel Chadwick. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. So, just wanted to talk a little bit. You know, Bagels and Blessings has been on the air regularly since 1997. My first show ever was in August of 1997. And then after discussions with the station manager, we decided that it would become a regular weekly program, which happened September 7th, 1997. And it's now been on the air for over 26 years. I can't believe it. It's like a miracle. And the reason I'm on the air is because I want to introduce the world to Messianic music. I think it's the coolest music ever. But it's not just the music. I want people to know that it's a very Jewish thing to believe in a Jewish Messiah. I am not ashamed of the gospel. I was born a Jew. I will die a Jew. And you know, Yeshua, which is Hebrew for Jesus, he and his disciples were Jewish. The Last Supper was a Passover Seder. Yeshua said in Matthew 5:17 that he came to fulfill the law and the prophets, not to change them. It was not his intention to start a new religion. I haven't converted to Catholicism or to any other religion. Only my heart has been converted. It says in Deuteronomy that he has circumcised the foreskin of my heart. And that's what's happened. I've had a heart conversion. And you too can know the truth about Yeshua. Listen to these beautiful words from Isaiah 53. Here's Jonathan Sattel. May he rest in peace.
Who has believed our report? And to whom is shown the arm of the Lord? He grew up before him like a tender shoot, a root out of dry ground. There was nothing attractive to draw us to him. He was despised and we did not care. Like sheep, we have all and each of us has turned to his own way. He was oppressed and afflicted, but did not say a word, like a lamb that is led to the slaughter. Like a sheep that before its shearers is dumb, so he bridled his own
Jonathan Sattel, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
I'd like to thank Excellent Air Heating and Cooling for sponsoring Bagels and Blessings. Give them a call today at 585-889-7840. They're a family-owned and operated business. Their prices are fantastic. They will take care of your air conditioner in the summer and your furnace in the winter. Give them a call today because they love the Lord and they are excellent. Excellent Air Heating and Cooling, 585-889-7840. Next up, here's Joshua Aaron, Hu Yavo, He Will Come.
He will return to Jerusalem's Zion's King. We'll restore the land, the clouds will part, and our King will descend, fire in his eyes, seven stars. His right hand. Hu Yavo, Hu Yavo, Hu Yavo, Yeshua. Hu Yavo, Yavo, Hu Yavo, Yeshua. Slain, he'll come again, our conquering King. On that day, his sword will go forth to take back and restore what belongs, what belongs to our to the ends of the earth, preparing the way of the Lord, beckoning the day when Israel will say, Baruch Haba, Shem Adonai, Hu Yavo, Hu Yavo.
Bagels and Blessings is a ministry of Shema Yisrael Messianic Congregation. Your tax-deductible contributions will help keep this program on the air. Make checks out to Shema Yisrael, that's S-H-E-M-A-Y-I-S-R-A-E-L, and please put Bagels and Blessings on the memo portion of your check. Send your contributions to Bagels and Blessings, Post Office Box 192, Scottsville, New York, 14546-0192. And you're invited to come and experience Messianic worship in person, Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., 250 Edgewood Avenue in Brighton.
This is Ethel Chadwick. Thank you for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Hey, I'm just the nice Jewish girl who loves Yeshua the Messiah. Stay tuned for my interview with Ted Van Landingham. But in the meantime, here's some music from Sue Samuel.
Despair. The Lord, your help is everywhere. Be not afraid. Be not afraid. Be not afraid, O Israel. God is here. Yeshua Tenu wins the war. Your enemies will disappear. Adon Olam has made that clear.
Shalom, this is Sue Samuel, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
And now here's Ted Pierce. Hine lo yanum, he who watches over Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps.
Shine. Shomer Yisrael.
Behold, he neither slumbers nor sleeps, he who keeps Israel. Behold, he neither slumbers nor sleeps, he who keeps Israel.
If I were you, 'cause just remember he's God and you're not, or I'll have some bad news for you. And I quote, Hine lo yanu ve'lo yishan, ve'lo yishan, ve'lo
song I wrote with my good friend Aaron Schust. Yeah. Welcome to Jerusalem, brother.
The one who calms a raging storm, the one who walks upon the sea, earth and heaven are your. You watching over me. How majestic is your name, 'cause there is none like you. There is none like you. Together we proclaim the power of your name. There is none like you.
Stand before your throne.
How majestic.
How majestic is your name. How majestic is your name. How majestic is your name in all the earth. There is none like you. There is none like you. Together we proclaim the power of your name.
This is Joshua Aaron, and you are listening to Bagels and Blessings.
And now it's time for my interview with Ted Van Lanegem. Enjoy. Ted Van Lanegem, welcome to Bagels and Blessings.
Oh, thank you for having me on. I'm so excited to be a part of the program.
You're welcome. You're welcome. There's a whole lot I want to talk about. We'll see how far we get. Why don't we start with how you were raised? Were you raised in a Jewish or non-Jewish home, or anything else you want to add about your early life?
Yeah, sure. So I was born into a Jewish family. My father, Stephen Zarek, was Jewish. My mom was part Jewish, part Irish. After they passed, when I was five, I was adopted into the Van Lanegem family. And I grew up in pretty much a secular 1980s American family experience. When I joined the Air Force in 1988, that was really the beginning of me finding Messiah and really finding my way back to my Jewish roots. So about a year after I came into the Air Force, my roommate and coworker was an outspoken believer in Yeshua. And I had to work with him and live with him in the barracks. He led me to a saving knowledge of Yeshua on Halloween night of 1989, and it wasn't too long after that that the Lord began to put Jewish believers in my path. I became a believer in a church, but my first experience with a Jewish believer was in that church. A gentleman who was coming for sign language training, and I saw him walking down the hall with a kippah, and that was the beginning of a journey back to my Jewish roots.
What did you think about this movement of Jewish people that loved Yeshua?
Well, first of all, I didn't know that, that there were other Jewish people, who believed. And when I saw this gentleman, wearing a kippah in the church, I thought, well, he's clearly Jewish. I need to go up and talk to him and let him know about my roots and background. And that was really the beginning of a long journey. God kept putting believers, Jewish believers in my path. And it was exciting and intriguing. And it was shortly after that that I was given a book about Rosh Hashanah, written by a Messianic believer. And that was really the beginning of a journey back into the Jewish roots of my faith.
Amazing. Did you have any brothers and sisters that were from that same set of biological parents?
No, I did have an adoptive sister. But no biological siblings.
Wonderful. And so as you were drawn back to your Jewish roots, how did your faith progress and what happened in your life?
Well, you know, as soon as I became a believer, I right out the gate, I felt a pretty strong call to ministry, but it really wasn't quite clear what that was. And through my journey in the military, I was a career military person. God kept, you know, connecting me up with Jewish believers, but I got stationed at the Pentagon in Washington, D.C., and I got invited to Passover with a fellow named Stan Telchin, who was a Jewish believer and an author.
Wow.
And that really had a massive impact on me, because up until then, I had been kind of dabbling around with, you know, the Jewish roots of my faith. But after meeting Stan, I really became sincerely convicted that I really need to pursue this to an even greater degree. And then I met Gary and Deb Dubin with Juice for Jesus while I was there, and I was impacted by them also. And so I began to research the Jewish feasts, the biblical holidays, the Feast of the Lord. And we began to do Passover in our own home. And that was really the beginning of a real intensified journey back. When we got stationed at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base near Dayton, Ohio, we started attending a Messianic congregation. And that was an incredible acceleration of a journey back to my roots of my faith.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, you were at the Messiah Conference this past summer, and I was way across the room sitting at a table selling books. And so I kept hearing about Torah scrolls, but I never quite made it over there. So can you tell me a little bit about your experience with the Torah scrolls?
Yeah, so, you know, the last 2 years I've been working with this project called the Ancient Hebrew Scroll Project. Before that, I worked with a ministry in Jerusalem called Ma'oz Israel Ministries for a decade. But 2 years ago, the Lord connected me up with the Ancient Hebrew Scroll Project. And it was really fascinating to me because they have what is a complete collection of the entire Tanakh in ancient scroll form. And today there's only five known complete sets on the planet.
Really? Only five?
Yeah, the Vatican has three sets. There's a private collection in Katy, Texas, and then this particular collection that was at the Messiah Conference. Now, this is when I say a complete set of the Tanakh, it takes 16 scrolls to make a complete Hebrew Tanakh. And the most prominent of those scrolls is the Torah scroll, which is most common. You see those in almost every synagogue. But beyond the Esther scroll, you really don't see many of these other scrolls. For instance, like the Psalm scroll that we have in our collection, there's only seven other known Psalm scrolls on the planet. And a lot of these other scrolls are incredibly rare for a lot of different reasons, from historical persecutions to the scrolls weren't typically used in a typical synagogue service, or if the scrolls were no longer kosher and it was time for them to leave a geniza and be buried. And so there were a lot of different factors in it for the rarity of these other scrolls, but the rest of these other 14 scrolls that make up the Tanakh, besides the Esther and the Torah scroll, are just incredibly, incredibly rare. And many of them, you can count the numbers of them on your hands.
Wow. So how did you happen to have them with you? Or you can like check them out like a library book, or how does that work?
Well, so the scrolls are part of a foundation. The story's kind of interesting. So there's a couple, a Christian couple in Johnson County, Texas, just south of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. And they really had a love for the Lord, but they also had a love for Israel and the Jewish people. And they set up a foundation called the Christian Heritage Foundation in the county that does a number of different things. They help congregations in the community with outreach, benevolence. They have a program called Bridge of Hope, where they build sister relationships with Messianic congregations in Israel and churches in our community. So there's about a little over 30 churches that have sister relationships in our county through this same foundation with Messianic congregations in Israel. But the third thing they do is they have this collection of the scrolls. And so a few years back, Walter Mize, who was a very, very successful businessman, he had gotten it in his heart to bless and honor the Jewish people. And he wasn't quite sure what he needed to do that. And he was invited to a local church where there was a presentation of 10 scrolls, 10 of the 16 scrolls. So it was a partial set of scrolls. And he was really impacted. And he asked the gentleman, you know, where do you keep these scrolls when they're not traveling? And he didn't have a very good place to store the scrolls. And so Walter offered him the best conference room that they had at the business, and offered to insure them, climate control, do everything to preserve and put and make the room a room that would honor the culture and the legacy of the Jewish people and the preservation of the word. And so the scrolls remained there for about a year, and this was the best year of his business. Well, after a year, the gentleman had promised these 10 scrolls to a museum that was opening. And so it was time for the scrolls to move on. And he said, well, what am I going to do? You know, this has been the best year of my business. I want to get my own set. And the gentleman was like, Walter, that's just impossible. You know, these scrolls are incredibly rare. It's just impossible. And he said, well, God and me, we just love that word impossible. I feel like I'm supposed to do this. Help me do it. And sure enough, over a process of several years, the Lord brought in a complete collection. After they did that, they take these scrolls out. They're on display at the foundation when they're not traveling, but they travel a good part of the year. We go to churches, synagogues, Messianic synagogues, mainstream Jewish synagogues, the Jewish Heritage Festival in Florida, universities, elementary schools, junior highs, high schools, and do a presentation like we did at Messiah of the Tanakh, how it was preserved, how it was written, and why it's such a miracle, why the word is such a miracle, and unlike anything else in all of human history. And so that's why you got to see those scrolls, is we take them on the road and we travel with them and
that's
do presentations.
Wonderful. Well, yeah. How do you keep them safe when they're traveling?
So we have a specially outfitted trailer, and we have specially outfitted containers, and we have climate control. Humidity and hands are your two big issues with scroll safety, because scrolls are written on what we call kosher animal skins. A lot of people think they're written on papyrus, which is an ancient plant-based paper, but biblical scrolls were always written on what we call kosher animal skins: deer, goat, sheep, calf, and unborn calf. And and these skins are incredibly hardy. You know, they can last, and they have lasted. You know, some of the scrolls that we have are incredibly old, and we have a lot of fragments of damaged scrolls. I've got a portion of a Torah scroll that's from, you know, over 700 years ago out of Morocco, written on deerskin. And but the big issue is humidity. So we have to protect them from humidity. And obviously you don't want hands touching them, not just because they can be damaged by hands, but also because they're holy.
Of course. Of course. Wow. That is just fascinating. So when you're not traveling with the Torah scrolls, what else are you doing?
So we're trying to expand that ministry I told you through the foundation, where we're building sister relationships between churches and Messianic congregations in Israel. Started out here in Johnson County. And like I said, we have over 30 churches in the county that have sister relationships, ongoing weekly connections with these Messianic rabbis and congregations. We're going to try to expand that to every county, all 254 counties in the state of Texas. And so we're actively in the process of doing that now. And we've had talks with the NJA leadership, churches like Gateway Church that have a huge Messianic ministry, and other entities in our effort to to do what has been incredibly successful. It's been really transformative in our county. It's really shifted the mindset from replacement theology in churches and deepened the understanding and love for Israel, the Jewish people, and the Messianic movement. And through this Bridge of Hope program, like last year, we did 25 Passover Seders throughout the county and churches, led by Messianic leaders from all over the world. And so we're looking now to expand that to every county in the state of Texas.
That is so interesting, Ted. That's just amazing. Wow. So I almost get the impression, maybe I'm wrong, but have you been to Israel?
I have. The first time I was in Israel was when I was still in the military. A good friend, my wife is also a Jewish believer. Her family were Polish Russian Jews that fled the pogroms at the turn of the last century. And my wife got led to the Lord by a Messianic Jewish believer that lives in Yad Hashmona, just outside of Jerusalem, when she was in high school. My two oldest daughters, after their bat mitzvahs, they went over and spent, my oldest daughter spent almost a year in Israel. And that was while I was still in the military and went over. That was my first trip. And then after I got out of the military, the Lord opened up the door for me to come on board with Maoz Israel Ministries and worked for Ari and Shir Silk around for about a decade. And so I went over in my work with Maoz back and forth. And I've been to Israel a number of times.
Well, it's apparent that God is really using many of your gifts and talents to honor him. And I think it's just wonderful. So how would you like us to be praying for you or your family or ministry, anything?
Well, I would really just appreciate the prayers. We're really actively trying to, it seems like an impossible thing to do to try to expand this Bridge of Hope program from just this county in the DFW area to the whole state of Texas. But we feel it's so important. And, you know, Texas has a unique relationship with Israel. And, you know, we have a Stand with Israel law. Our county has a Stand with Israel ordinance, our city does, and our state does. And these are just some of the things, the fruit of these connections into Israel with these churches. And we're looking to expand that. So just be praying that the Lord would bring in the workers and the helpers. We're trying to get a volunteer in every county in Texas that will help us facilitate a Bridge of Hope program. And not just with Israel, but with the Messianic movement in Israel, which we believe is so important, you know, to connect believers here in the United States with believers in the land.
Sure. Now, you mentioned Bridge of Hope. Is there a specific website people can go to if they want to read about it?
Yeah, so our website for that right now is called JohnsonCountyForIsrael.org. But we're going to be changing that to Bridge of Hope because we don't want to keep it connected just to this county, but now we're moving this to every county in the state. And so in the next few weeks and months, that website will be changing. But as it stands for right now, JohnsonCountyForIsrael.org.
And I suppose you will branch out to other states besides just Texas too, right?
Absolutely. In fact, we were at Rosh Pinna Messianic Congregation in Oklahoma speaking a few weeks back. And a number of people there said, we'd like to see this in Oklahoma. And we do. We would like to spread this template that we have to all states if possible, you know, because as we both know, there's an incredible blessing that flows when you're properly aligned with God's heart for Israel and the Jewish people.
Absolutely. Well, this has been wonderful, and I'm so glad that you had time to speak with me today, and I hope that you will be on the air with me again sometime. But in the meantime, may the Lord bless you and grant you favor, and may he provide all of the resources that you need. And I'm just excited to have talked with you. Thank you so much for being my guest.
Likewise, likewise. And we're so honored to be on your amazing program. We followed it for years, and thank you so much.
You're welcome. Well, shalom for now.
Shalom.
I hope you enjoyed my interview with Ted Van Lanegem. Right now, here's Elena Watson with Awake, O Israel.
Awake, O Israel, put off thy slumber, and the truth shall set you free. For out of Zion come.
Again, that was Elena Watson, and John Waller is going to close us out with Bless Us and Keep Us. So maybe you can look at it this way. You kind of have a double blessing. You get to hear John Waller bless you, and then you get to hear Phil Klein bless you with the Aaronic Benediction. God bless all of you. Enjoy.
Make your face to shine upon us, raise your countenance on us, and give us peace. Lord, bless us and keep us. Make your face to shine upon us, raise your countenance on us, and give us peace. Shalom, peace. like Ephraim and Manasseh, forgetting the troubles of their past and having a fruitful future. Lord, make our sons like Ephraim and Manasseh, forgetting the troubles of their past and having a fruitful future. Oh Lord, for our daughters, Lord, make our daughters like Sarah and Rebecca, like Rachel and like Leah, who built the house of Israel. Lord, make our daughters like Sarah and Rebecca, like Rachel and like Leah, who built the house of Israel. Oh Lord, we pray. Lord, bless us and keep us. Make your face to shine upon us. Raise your countenance on us and give us peace.
John Waller is now the worship leader at Congregation Amudim with Rabbi David and Cassie Lovett. So we wish them all well in this new congregation. And right now, it's time for the Aaronic Benediction with Philip Stanley Klein.
Yivarechecha Adonai Vayishmorecha Yair Adonai Panav Alecha Vikunecha Yisa Adonai Panav Alecha V'yasem Lecha Shalom.
Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you His peace. This is Ethel Chadwick saying Shalom Alechem, peace be with you. Remember, every day of your life is an opportunity to be a blessing to someone. Thank you so much for listening to Bagels and Blessings. Shalom.